I can absolutely understand wanting to hide under a rock or live under a rock when it comes to certain types of news. Like, you don't want to hear it and you don't want to be exposed to it. And I think the fact that we live in a context that has a high unemployment rate is one of those things that we try to shield ourselves from. The reason being, when you expose yourself to bad news frequently, it brings depression, it brings disappointment, it puts you in a place where you're always looking at yourself as a victim, of a victim that lives within that circumstance. And in all honesty and in all truth, this is a reality, right? But I can understand you wanting to put your mind more and focus your mind on the positive aspects of your context and where you live. Now, South Africa is a beautiful country. South Africa has plenty of opportunities, plenty of infrastructure. South Africa has one of the best tax systems in the world, one of the best developed countries in South of Africa, right? And these are things that we need to look to in order to encourage ourselves to push forward. And also another thing I often think about, right, is the fact that we shouldn't underestimate the power of a country's citizens in order to shift and change a country's trajectory and growth and development. Now, this is not to say that a huge chunk of it, more than 50% of that effort, needs to come from the government. And what I don't mean it in the sense that you need to lie, sleep in bed and fold your arms and wait for your government to do something. What I mean is, if you're born within a context where the infrastructure is not available, where there aren't enough job opportunities, where there isn't enough transport to move yourself from where you live, your township, to your place of work, or even your suburb to your place of work, when there isn't an efficient means of public transport, then you cannot blame yourself for those things. And this is a very good place to start the conversation, understanding what is within your control and what is outside of your control when it comes to the conversation of finding employment. Some people see themselves now having to leave the countries where they are in order to find employment. But there is a lot of hope in terms of the era, the time that we live in, right? We live in a very technologically advanced time, particularly for us young people, because we grew up in an era of technology. I do not doubt the fact that if you are younger than 35, you absolutely know how to use a phone. You know how to use a laptop. A laptop might not be something you use frequently, but you're familiar with it. You know how to type. You know how to read data. You know how to represent data. If you don't, you have access and you have means, and you know how to navigate the internet, so you can learn how to. And that's a very good place to start when we're answering the question of how to find a job when you live in a country with high rate of unemployment. You need to first start with the internet. And I think this is one of the things that we need to push, right? If you are a parent, make sure that you provide your kids with access to the internet. And I know that this is a huge dilemma, because there are parents who don't want their kids to have, and by kids, I don't mean 12-year-old, right? I don't mean someone who's 12 or younger. I'm not trying to say give them access and leave them to their to do whatever it is they want. That's not what I mean. I don't mean leave them unsupervised. What I mean is, it's important for us to acknowledge, if you are a parent, it's important for you to acknowledge the opportunities that the internet grants your children. And if you are even if you're a parent who's not well off enough to even provide that internet, acknowledging the importance of it is the first step. And then whenever you have the opportunity to provide it for your children so that they can learn. But here's the thing, before you provide that internet, have the conversation with them about the importance of using the internet efficiently, using it for productivity, you know, expose them to content that teaches them that. If you have a church where they do lessons about the importance of the internet, the importance of using it to better yourself, then definitely expose them to such. But if you are the young person, I want you to understand that the internet is a very, very, it's a place full of opportunities. You can be in Africa and work in China. You can work in any part of Asia, any part of North or South America, any part of Australia, as long as they seek your skills and they see you as a person who will provide value in that space. The one thing that's important, though, is that just because the internet exists doesn't mean that there's opportunity for you. This is a very important one to understand. Why? Because you need to create and learn a skill that can be transferred through the internet in order to add value. This is so important. And I truly believe, right, that the internet is one of the most important things to have in order to access opportunities beyond your circumstances. You can be a child living in one of the dustiest townships, and the internet will give you access. Now, here's one thing that I want to say, right, which I feel is more good news to this. Starlink, the Elon Musk's company that is currently providing internet through space, from space, Starlink is starting to make its way towards Africa, and that's a very big deal. And since Starlink is doing it, we are going to see more and more companies follow suit. So Google was also experimenting with this, and we've mentioned many years before, Facebook was experimenting with it. I have not heard anything recently of them doing that, but I do know that there are companies that are exploring to do what Starlink is doing. So they are following Starlink and they want to compete with them. So this is something that should inspire us. This is something that should encourage us, right? In the sense that we should be hopeful of the fact that many companies are trying their best in order to give access to the internet to people who live in remote areas. Now, at first, obviously, that internet is going to be very expensive, but over time, it's going to be easier and cheaper for us to access. And that's very exciting. And I hope that there are African countries, African companies that are investing in this, that are starting to question other ways, other means of providing internet to people who live in remote areas. But more importantly, making that internet cheaper and more accessible, more consistent, because I truly believe that the internet is one of the ways in which you can gain access, either by creating a YouTube channel, by coding, or by offering classes online, whether it's English classes, math classes, any of the STEM subjects, or even yourself going on the internet and finding access to all these online learning platforms. This is one of the best ways in which you can free yourself from the situation and circumstances of your country, wherever your country is, in terms of its job availability and state of unemployment. Now, you can also go on the internet just in order to give yourself some hope and look up some of the companies that are aggressively looking to compete with Starlink. Currently, the biggest company in the world that's pushing towards providing internet from space. It sounds weird to say, but it is absolutely true. That is what they're trying to do. Now, another thing is this, right? This doesn't mean that South Africa doesn't have any jobs developing at all. One of the most significant skills that we currently need in South Africa is the skill of entrepreneurship. Like the discipline, actually, I should say, because it's not just a skill, it's a discipline, the discipline of entrepreneurship. And I understand that you cannot be an entrepreneur. It's actually, let me rather say it like this. It's especially hard to become an entrepreneur when you live within a context that makes it hard for you to access capital, startup money to start your business with. But also an important thing to understand, and I learned this from listening to one of my favorite thought leaders, Vusi Tembegwayo, talking about the fact that you don't need money to start a business, but you do need money to grow a business. If you work on an idea and work on it hard and spend your time on it. You know, go do peace jobs and then come back home and work on that job. Go do promotion works, come back home and work on a particular skill, work on a particular product. Someone will notice and someone will eventually fund you, but you have to perfect it. You have to be diligent. And that's an aspect of this conversation that we won't have enough time to touch on. But I don't want to ignore the fact that just because you have the internet, just because you have a skill that you've somehow managed to conjure, it doesn't mean that doors will just magically open. You have to be consistent. You have to diligently apply for things. You have to explore opportunities for yourself out there. And be the person who shows up and actually makes the effort. Now, I want to ask you this question. Now, if you are a person who has access to the internet, even if you have 500 gigs of data, how are you using that data? Are you using it in order to acquire a skill? Considering and putting into consideration the fact that you can even go on to the I Am Youth e-learning. Just go to our website, www.iamyouth.co.za, and then just click on e-learning. And then when you land on that page, you can do a number of courses for as little as 100 rands a year, not a month, a year. Sorry, not 100 rands, but 150 rands a year. Yeah, and if you want to know more information about that, send an email to admin@imyouth.co.za. For now, though, we're going to cut it here. And I hope that I've encouraged you that regardless of your circumstance, there are opportunities for you out there.
Job hunting 2024, finding a job in a country with high unemployment is our theme for this discussion for tonight. And I want to put in my 5 cents worth on this discussion. So I find it very interesting that we are looking for jobs, and I work with a lot of people that's currently sitting with unemployment. And I need to tell you that I find the biggest reasons people are unemployment, or unemployed rather, in today's days is not necessarily because of financial burdens. Of all the people I know, is one I know of a company that was unable to pay them and they had to let him go. The rest of the people, unfortunately, and I say this with the utmost caution, but the rest of the people that I know don't find jobs or don't keep jobs out of pure laziness. And that is what concerns me quite a lot. They don't want the job because they don't want to work hard. I have a lot of people that's coming to us and coming to our church and ringing the church door, ringing our bell, saying they want food and they want money because they need to do X, Y, and Z. And when I try and find them a job, I'll give them a simple job. And I mean a simple job. I'll tell them, listen, here's a broom. Just sweep the front of our church. They don't want to do that. They just want the money. And to me, I feel that is just pure laziness. So how would you find a job in South Africa with a high unemployment rate? The thing is, we need to realize that when you start a job, and if you've just finished studying and you're a young person and you start a job, don't think that you can start at the highest salary level. Start like what, 50 cent, was it 50 cent that sang that song? I can't even remember. Started from the bottom, now we're here. You need to start at the lowest level. Not at the lowest level, but quite low rather. Start your job hunting there and come to people and say, like, listen, I'm willing to work because you are facing a high unemployment rate. And currently I feel in South Africa that any employment is better than no employment whatsoever. So don't go for the highest level. Just go for the thing. But remember that if you do study and you have studied, remember that you need to study in the, or need to find employment in the field of your study. So don't go studying hospitality and then complain you can't get a job at Telkom or something like that. You need to work in the field that you study. That I find is obviously crucially important, and that's obviously a no-brainer, or to a certain extent a no-brainer. Then the second thing that I want you to realize is that when you work or start working at your company, that when you get employed, it takes you 20 years sometimes to get to a senior management level. Sometimes it took the senior managers 20 years to get to that level. So keep that in mind. You don't get a job and already you're a senior management, or management for that reason. Then the last thing that I want to share with you, which I also find it's interesting. It's not the way that I raised, but I see it's the way that the world is heading into now. Bear in mind that you do perhaps need more than one source of income. In other words, see, work for a company, but see if you can do something on the sidelines, like a side hustle, just to get legal side hustle, of course, but just to get some more income. With the high employment rate and with the financial strain South Africa is currently living through, you would realize that sometimes one paycheck, I don't want to say sometimes, actually, I need to say mostly, one paycheck is not enough. You need to broaden your horizons and get more than one paycheck. So what I'm trying to say is, if you want to live not even a decent life, if you want to survive, perhaps you should start at the low entry level of the company that you're trying to work for. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, perhaps even Fridays, if it's possible, you need to have some sort of a freelance job where you can waiter or you can work in retail or something like that. That's the only way I feel currently that we will be able to that you will be able to provide financially for the means what you need. Same if you're a student. If you're a student and you want to start studying, you will need to spend some nights in restaurants or whatever to earn an income. You don't always earn a solid income from it, but you will need to earn an income because that's probably the only way that you will be able to financially survive. Now, I see they're talking about a one rand fuel price increase again, which will affect taxi prices, which will affect fuel prices, which will affect everything. You will need more than one income. And I'm saying here, and I'm telling you this, and you're thinking like, yeah, but you listen to you, man, big boss man on that radio, or whatever the case might be. We've all been there. We've all been doing it. So, for instance, and the last thing on this topic that I want to share with regards to having two sources of income, I know the world is heading into a influencer sphere. Start your influencing job. It's great. But you will need to do, when you do your influencing, you will need to have a separate income as well.